Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the 20th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Chav Ches, Mishnah Yud. Svacha, svacha shehischel b'mipia. If you began to weave a hairnet from the edge of the hairnet, tahora ad sheyigmaras kurkursa, it's tar until you finish weaving the bottom of it. Hischel b'mikurkursa, if you start from the bottom of the hairnet, tahora ad sheyigmaras pia, so then it's tar until you finish the rim of the hairnet. Shavish alatah me'bifnei atzmo, the band that attaches to the front of the hairnet, it becomes tummy in its own right, and is independent of the hairnet. Achut inshallah tamein mishum chibur. The strings that hold the hairnet to the woman's head become tummy because they're attached to the hairnet, so they become tummy when the hairnet is tummy. Svacha shenikra, a hairnet that was torn. Imeinu makabel sasrof aseir tahora. If it can't hold most of the hair anymore, so then it's tahor because it ceases to be functional. Now we move on to Perachav Tes. Nomi Hasadin, the threads that hang down at the edge of a sheet, Vasudarin, or at the edge of a scarf, Vahatratin, or at the edge of a hat, Vapilyon Shalrosh, the edge of a tichel, Sheshatzbaos, they're up to they're considered a yad, the kli, up until six etzbaos from the edge of the beged. Any part that's beyond that is no longer a yad. Shel afkarsin, but if it's from an afkarsin, which is a shirt that is like an undershirt, eser. So then up until 10 etzbos is considered a yad. Nime sagos, the threads that hang from a wool coat, vaharadid, or from a wool scarf, vahachaluk, or from a shirt, vahatalus, or from a talus, sholosh etzbos, up to 3 etzbos is considered to be a yad and part of the item. Nime kipa shel zukena, the threads hanging from a woman, from an old lady's hat, vagomadin shalarvin, or the burqa that an Arab wears, vahakulkin, or goat hair, bagged made out of goat hair, vapunda, or a belt, vahamaforis, or a type of wrapping around the head, vapargod, or a curtain that goes over a doorway, nimein kol shehen. So any threads of any length are considered to be a yah on such a such an item. So Mishnah Chav Ches, in Per Chav Ches, Mishnah Yud, rather, we discussed which parts of the hairnet are considered parts of the hairnet, not parts of hairnet, a functional hairnet, not a functional hairnet. So we discussed the dinim of a hairnet, and in Per Chav Ches, Mishnah Aleph, we discussed how much of a loose hanging thread, depending on the type of beged, is considered to be a yad for that beged, and therefore part of that beged. Next time we'll pick up the Per Chav Ches, Mishnah Beis.